While the debate continues over the Army's $11 billion Crusader project, the Navy has awarded a $2.9 billion contract to Northrop Grumman Corporation to design a new class of warships. And they will be very different from the old cruisers and destroyers. Norman Pullman is author of the Naval Institute's Guide to Ships and Aircraft of the U.S. Fleet. He told us a lot of details about the new warship's design are still fuzzy, but one thing's certain, it will be big.
It'll probably be on the order of 15,000 tons. That's twice the size of destroyers we're building now. Most of the deck space will be flat because it'll have missiles which are under the deck rather than the big old bulky launchers we're used to looking at. High-tech beyond what was even conceivable 10, 15 years ago.
The ship actually looks boxy. I mean, it looks like a box with a big box with a little box on top.
If you remember photographs of the F-117, the stealth attack plane we used in the Gulf War and in Kosovo, it's flat-sided. And the design of the ship will certainly have lots of large, which you could put it bulky, flat sides, which reflect radar waves. So instead of an enemy radar 20, 30 miles away, or possibly one in space, seeing this big 15,000-ton ship, hopefully it'll see something the size of a fishing boat.
What about the sailors on board? I mean, will their standard of living change?
Oh, standard of living keeps improving. The standard of accommodations will be outstanding. Facilities that we never dreamed about 10, 20 years ago being aboard a ship. And you're going to build a large ship, a one that'll probably be on the order of twice the size of a current destroyer, but the crew will be much smaller, 150 people or less. So you have a lot of space to use for accommodations. Suddenly, space for the sailors become very cheap, very easy to provide.
Why are fewer crew members needed?
So few crew members because of automation, because so many of the activities will be run by a computer rather than turning wheels, pulling handles, pushing levers. There'll just be sailors there to monitor them and to push a button to stop something from happening rather than pushing a button to initiate an action.
I was looking at the design of this ship, and I have to admit, you know, it doesn't look very 21st century. It actually reminds me of the Monitor, which battled the Merrimack. Is this a triumph of Civil War technology?
Not quite. But that's a good analogy. There is a certain simplicity to the ship. We're used to looking at ships with lots of masts and railings and different deck levels. But again, all of those features, especially things like masts and railings, are just highly reflective from a viewpoint of radar. You have railings that are not permanent, that either come up from the deck automatically when you need them, or are made of plastic or fiberglass. The radar antennas, instead of these big rotating screens that we got used to in movies of World War II, they're going to be flat, conformal arrays built into the sides of the superstructure. And you're absolutely right. There is a certain resemblance there to the what they used to call cheese box on a raft, the Monitor.
How much exactly will this cost?
We're talking about a ship that in series production would cost about $1 to $1.5 billion each. That's about half the cost of a nuclear submarine. However, right now the current contract is only for design and preparation, and that's about $3 billion, and that's reasonable. Today we're building destroyers at the rate of three a year, and they cost about $1 billion each.
Norman Pullman, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Norman Pullman is the author of the Naval Institute Guide to Ships and Aircraft of the U.S. Fleet.